Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve Kim. It's so different. That's good. You're on a trans perspective. How are you today? I trust today has gone well. This Sunday has been. My show used to be on Friday, but changed to Sunday. And I hope all of you tune in. Today, I want to read from Romans 15th chapter, the first six verses. We who are strong all through the failings of the weak, and not please ourselves. Each of us must please our neighbor for the good purpose of building up the neighbor. Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, you might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? Today we need, one thing we need is a lot of encouragement with all the events that are happening in the world. You know, people can easily to get discouraged, easy to say, I want to quit. But now it's not the time to quit. What's happening in the Ukraine, what's happening in states like Florida, Texas, and Arizona, wants to do anything to hurt our transgender youth. It's not the time to turn back, time to move forward, time to push ahead and say no. You know, we desire peace. We desire peace in our world. We want what's best for our transgender youth. Saying that you love God's need and ask somebody something that they need. You know, that's, I'm going to put it out straight up, you know, it's ungodly. As Christians, you know, we need to share the good news of Christ, and we need to encourage our neighbors and our friends. You know, it's not a time to shrink back because people are going to attack you because of what you believe. Christians are under attack. Christians are being persecuted all over the world. And in a sense, they're being challenged even in America. But we must be steadfast. We must encourage our neighbor. We must keep our sights on the Lord. There's a lot of people need to hear this good news. A lot of people want to hear this good news. On one thing on my Facebook, it's not only try to always keep it positive. Lord knows we don't need any more. We have enough negative stuff going around. Now the Lord, you know, when Jesus was in his ministry, he ran around healing, he went around, you know, teaching people, but he also encouraged others too. So a lot of people fallen were downtrodden, a lot of them were downtrodden, a lot of them going through difficult times. A lot of them felt the oppression of the Roman Empire. And they needed a savior. They needed someone to encourage them, to tell them to keep going, looking tired, looking up. There's one thing we have to remember is God is in control. You know, what's happening now, you know, God is in total control. He knows what's happening. He knows about the people in Ukraine. He knows about people who are being discriminated against because of the color of their skin or their gender identity or their sexuality. He knows all about that. But God, with God will, in one time, in his time, he will rectify all these things. Now, he loves the reputation. He loves the trans person. He loves the youth. Now, we must encourage our neighbors. Also, important that we encourage if we don't, you know, we don't jump on people because of their weak points. We all have weak points. You know, some people are struggling for various reasons. No one knows what exactly that person's going through. So we must do everything we can to please our neighbor, pull and encourage our neighbor, help our neighbor. This question is going to please itself. One thing about Jesus was a steadfast thing. You know, people said things about him. People said things against him. But he carried on. He continued on. And this is where we need to carry on. You know, there's so much uncertainty in the world. And what we need is people who's going to be steadfast in spite of what's going on. People need to be encouraged. People need to say, hey, it's okay. It's okay. You keep going. You keep going, you know. God is with you. God will always be with you. And this is where I leave with you today. Yes, things that are going on will make you angry. Things that are going on will cause you to be discouraged. The COVID thing, COVID, you know, mercifully it's receding back. But still a lot of people have been affected by it. Simply because of all the lockdowns and everything. All the lockdowns, all the mandates and everything. All the uncertainty, the big signal and everything. But the most important thing is keep on going. You know, like some of you may be listening to this podcast. You know, I encourage you to keep going. Keep trusting God. Keep doing the thing, keep doing the good things that you're doing. Keep looking up. People may be looking. Some people may know that you're a Christian. Some people are looking for some kind of encouragement. I'm not sure that sometimes you don't know what a person's going through. You know, he might need that verse. You know, he might need a kind word. A kind word can go a long way. And I leave you with this thought also. No matter how hard, no matter how tough, like it. Just keep on going. Just remember that Jesus is with you. You know, he's always be there. He'll always guide you. He'll strengthen you. He'll bring you through some tough times. And he said that. And I pray that this message helps someone. praying that as you go through your week, I just pray, Lord, you look to God. I just pray, Lord, you encourage someone. Encourage somebody. Encourage your neighbor. Encourage your co-worker or your friend. A member of your family or your group. Perhaps somebody in your church or your son, God, your father. And you be that light to them. And it will, and it can make all the difference in the world. Like, this is Genevieve, and another episode of Genevieve Gems. I pray that this has helped someone. And I look forward to getting back together with you once again for our next episode. So, I just thank you, and God bless you.